It's October, and the abandoned and crumbling houses in your neighborhood may be starting to look a little sinister, especially if you're a reader of gothic fiction. Haunted houses are a staple of the genre, which aims to unsettle readers. In author Alex E. Harrow's new book, Starling House, a decrepit mansion in a small Kentucky coal town becomes a vessel for the town's dark and buried history. The book is out today, and Here and Now's Kalyani Saxena takes a look.
In Eden, Kentucky, the air is thick with dust. The dying coal town is the fictional setting of Alex E. Harrow's Starling House. And the smog of fading power and bad luck is enough to suffocate its residents, most of whom live in abject poverty. For Harrow, writing a book about Kentucky was a long time coming.
This is the first book that I set fully in, like committed to writing about Kentucky. And one of the reasons that I had found that difficult to do before is because I find it to be a place of very mixed experiences that I love very, very, very much, and which has just an incredible violence and terror to it.
Harrow's Eden is notable for its looming and sinister manor, owned by the reclusive Starling family. But Opal, the main character of the book, is forced to accept a job at Starling House because she desperately needs the money to help her brother out of poverty.
I think what I wanted to say about class and poverty is that poverty is a form of violence and horror in and of itself, and that those experiences do emotional and physical harm.
In writing about class, Harrow joins a long tradition of authors writing gothic fiction as a way to process the ills of society.
Gothic is really insistent about the idea that history does not go away.
That's W. Scott Poole, a professor of history at the College of Charleston, where he teaches and writes about horror and popular culture. Poole says that from its very beginnings in the 18th century, Gothic fiction has responded to historical trauma.
What's frightening in a Gothic novel is not so much that, you know, a monster is going to pop out of the closet or from under the bed. It's almost worse than that. It's the atmosphere of the place itself contains the evil, all the evils of the past. That's always the threat, that the characters are not going to be able to be free from history. They're not going to be able to be free from the past.
The history that comes bubbling up to the surface in Starling House is Kentucky's involvement in slavery. It's something Harrow didn't shy away from.
I think Kentucky, because it was in the Upper South, because it was occupied by Northern forces very quickly in the Civil War and didn't technically secede, I think it gets left out of narratives of Southern enslavement. And I can't participate in that. So there had to be the actual history of enslavement in Kentucky.
Eden blames its bad luck on Eleanor Starling, the mysterious 19th century author who first owned Starling House. According to town legend, Eleanor murdered her husband and used his money to build the mansion that haunts them all. But the truth is never as simple as it seems, and Eleanor's pain, which turns to rage, is at the core of what sickens the whole town. In fact, female rage is at the center of many Gothic stories, and in recent years, more and more Gothic horror stories about female anger have made their way onto shelves. W. Scott Poole says it's not a coincidence that many of the new Gothic writers are women.
I think it's really no accident that at a time when the high court is issuing rulings that seem to be turning back all of the gains of the 1960s and 70s and second wave and then third wave feminism, that we do have an outpouring of the Gothic.
Gothic fantasy author Ava Reed says Starling House exemplifies what Gothic fiction can be to people struggling with pain and trauma.
There's a line in Starling House that I think sums up kind of everything that I kind of would want to say about the Gothic genre, which is one girl's pain has been transmuted into generations of beautiful, terrible, unsettling art. And that's what Gothic really is to me. It's this almost refuge for people who want to create meaningful and beautiful art from pain.
For Alex E. Harrow, writing Starling House meant unraveling the evasive ways in which Americans tell stories about the South, even within their own families.
I mean, in my family stories, it's magically scrubbed clean of where wealth came from or who worked the land. I had to learn many things about my own family and about my own home in undergrad and grad school. They weren't told to me. So that is a big part of the book, is the idea that there's not one story about the South, that it is constantly telling and obscuring many different variations of stories about itself.
The trauma of history is a bitter stain on the coal-dusted town of Eden, Kentucky. And while residents of the town may be determined to turn a blind eye, readers will find it impossible to look away. For Here and Now, I'm Kalyani Saxena.